Glazerill here. Can you imagine how that man's mother and father must have felt when they saw him coming down the road to his house in his right mind, fully clothed, totally healed? Incredible. Just incredible. Powerful. All right. That just struck me as we were reading the gospel once again. I wanted to share that with you. It's not what I prepared to share with you today. In fact, I had actually prepared a sermon, as I usually do, on a reading from Isaiah, which was the Old Testament choice for today. I do that on Monday mornings. It's usually when I write the next outline. And, you know, by Tuesday morning, I just didn't like it. I don't like the sermon. I wouldn't want to listen to this. You know, all kinds of things went through my mind. So I put it aside, and I got in touch with the devil and said, let's use a different reading. I don't like that sermon. And so I have another one for you. Thank you, Carol. Okay, so now, as you know, I enjoy playing guitar, and I never took any lessons, really. I just learned from other people and watched them. And then, you know, as technology came across, instead of going over to your friend's house and who go play better than you and you watch what they do, you can go to YouTube and you can look at somebody who plays better than you, and you get to repeat it, you know, till you learn it. And you can look up things, you know, how do you play this Rolling Stones thing, or how do you play this Keith Urban thing, or whatever it is. And so I learned a few things like that, but I found that I could play this little thing and that little thing, but, you know, the whole picture, having some way of tying it all together was just not in my mind. I thought, you know, you know, it's great to have all kinds of little things, but what do you do with them, you know, after a while? And so there's this one teacher online that I really, really liked. So I got his course. Very inexpensive, very helpful, really enjoying it, learning some things, and starting to tie some of these things together. And there's one piece that he said which was really helpful, and it's this. You have to, when you're practicing and you're learning, you have to differentiate between two questions. If you can answer these two questions, you'll go very far. What and how? If you can answer what, then you start learning how. So, you know, like when you, with music, it's like, what is, well, is this a 12-bar blues piece in A major? Then if that's the what, then you start learning the how of, you know, an A chord and then a D chord and all those little things in between. But if you learn the what, I mean, if you learn the how before you figure out what the what is, you won't know how you use the how because there's no place to put it. That carries over directly into our prayer lives. Now, I don't mean if you're taking lessons and you can't figure it out, you start praying, oh, God, you got to help me learn this. That it's not that. It's in our daily prayer lives, the prayer life that God gives us, the thing that Jesus calls us to do. If you can answer these two questions, what and how, when it comes to your prayer life, you will go extremely far. There's no end to that when those are the two questions that you're pursuing. And you have the what going first and then the how. Just like, you know, you're playing guitar and you're thinking, okay, I have to play the C chord. Do I play it down here in this form like this or up here form like this or like that? You figure that out when you know what kind of song is this. Then you get how you play the chord. So when you figure out what kind of prayer does this call for, then you can begin discovering how do I pray that. What kind of prayer does this call for, and then how can I pray that? And what can happen is that we get into a situation and we say, I got to pray, and we jump into what we know how to do, and and it's fine, and God loves our prayer and loves for us to come to Him in prayer and seek Him out. But we're praying something that is a how for a different kind of what than what we're facing. And you just don't want to do that. I know you don't. I can tell that you don't. That's not on your mind. So in order to help us, and it's been an awfully long time since I've done this, and it's over time, I have prepared a chart that Carol actually put up there. I said, this is what I want. And I have this chart right here. This is going to help us beautifully today, and we'll have a little interaction too. Okay. Now you will, some of you will recognize this because I took this from the 3DM material that many of us have gone over. This is a six-sided figure. This is a depiction of the Lord's Prayer, which has six petitions. And, you know, character, kingdom, provision, forgiveness, guidance, and protection, each are words that describe each of the six petitions. Now, I'm just going to kind of get you going here. The first petition on the character of God, who can tell me what that is? But what's the actual words that we use? That's right, but... All right, that's it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Team effort there. Very good. Excellent. By the way, in our bulletin, you can cheat on this one. It's right here near the end. That's fine. It's okay today to be cheating in church for that. So, okay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. That's character. Second one. Who remembers the second one? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We'll get back to what that is. The next one, provision.
Give us this day our daily,
bread. Absolutely. Forgiveness.
Forgive us our trespasses
as we forgive those who trespass. You're growing fast already. We're not even all the way through. Guidance. Temptation, but for protection. Yeah, okay. Those are the six petitions. Each six of those, which are, depicted in one word things here. Each of those is a what. And under each what, you learn how to do that what. So when you start catching this, if you're in a situation, I got to pray about this, the first thing you want to have come to your mind is, what kind of prayer do I want to pray? So, if you are going along and you're thinking, gosh, I'm afraid I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to slip back into my sin. I'm not sure that I'm able to do it. I'm not sure that I have. I got to pray about that. Well, what kind of prayer do you bring? What kind of prayer do you bring? Character. Because you're thinking, I don't have what it takes. I don't have what it takes to follow Jesus, to be a child of God. I just don't. And so the first thing you do is you go, Lord, what do you want to say about that? And almost all the time, which I'm being generous with that because I can't think of a time when it won't happen, God will tell you who you are. If you're not, you are my child. See, you're afraid, you're slipping, whatever it is. That's a character prayer. And you get your identity and your character from our Father who art in heaven, your name is holy. Well, guess what? You are named after Him. You remember in Ephesians 3, blessed be God, from whom every family under heaven receives its name. See, that's what. And then you start picking up the how. Okay, Lord, wow. Okay. Wow, fear not, I am your child. then how do you start praying into that? And that's where you start getting the keys, you start getting how it works. Okay, I am not afraid. Maybe you just start praying scripture. Fear not, you will never leave me or forsake me. Just repeat that for a while. Things like that. But once you catch the what, you can start learning the how. Okay, now that example is a little harder to catch, so let's go on to another one. Kingdom. Let's say you have some neighbors or a circle of friends or whatever it is, and you really want to see them engage with God and start catching things about Jesus and the Spirit and the forgiveness and everything that you know. And you start saying, well, Lord, please let them see it. Help them get it, whatever. Knock them off their horse like you did with Paul. Whatever, you're starting to, how do I pray for this? And what that is, what you want to do is you want to go to the what first, which is a kingdom question. It's a kingdom topic. When you want the neighborhood to start engaging with Jesus, or your circle of friends engaging with Jesus, that's a kingdom matter. That's breaking into a new place. And so you would say, Lord, for this group or this neighborhood, your kingdom come, your will be done there in that neighborhood as it is in heaven. That's the what. It's a kingdom prayer. And then you listen, you lean into that. You pray to the Spirit of God, and there's be more hows to pray. How do I pray about this? Well, Lord, my neighbor here, they're sick. Let there be healing coming upon them. My neighbor here has had some falling out with the other neighbor. Let that breach be healed. Things like that. All those are things under the umbrella of the kingdom. Okay? Everybody okay? All right, a provision. Give us this day our daily bread. There's the obvious kinds of things, and you would catch it quickly. If you need $100 or you're going under, you pray for $100. I mean, it's just that's not a huge theological concept. You just do it. But let's say you're working in a particular ministry area, your missional community, a project, whatever it may be, a ministry area. And it's stuck. You're going along and then it stops. It doesn't move forward, doesn't move sideways, doesn't move backwards. It's just stuck. It doesn't go up or down. There you are. It's tempting to think, Lord, move us forward. That's a how prayer. Lord, move us forward. But what it is, it's a provision. It's something about provision. If you're thinking, I don't have the capacity to take the next step, that's a provision question. Give us today our daily bread. Give us what we need today for that capacity. And what you want is grace. You want the grace to increase. If it's a wall, and you can see on the other side, and you know you have the capacity to pull it off, but you need to break through that wall, then that's a provision question. So the what is still, give us today our daily bread, and may we have faith to break through to that other side. You start picking up on the what. I mean, it's picking up on the how when you get that what. Okay, is everybody still okay? Okay, good, good. Thank you for those enthusiastic nods. Forgiveness, obviously. Now, if somebody's given you trouble and you need to forgive them, it's very, very tempting to say, God, would you please get this person? You don't have to confess right now if you've ever prayed that way, but you know what I'm talking about. And it's obviously the what is forgiveness. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And you know, it's obvious. So you start asking, Lord, how do you want me to exercise forgiveness? Because you might come up with something that is just way off. You say, well, if I'm going to forgive this person, then I got to do this. Well, maybe you don't. And God will direct you in some other way of forgiveness that will actually heal the breach in some way. Okay. Now, I know we're going fast and we could spend a lot of time on each of these, but I want you to catch this. Guidance. That's another fairly obvious one. Lord, I don't know where to go or what I'm doing. That, you know, when you're in that situation, you know you need some guidance. Now, what does Jesus say to pray for guidance? You've got the what. It's guidance. What does Jesus say to pray here? Who remembers? Lead us not into temptation. Lead us not into temptation. Or save us from the time of trial. Remember, the scripture says, God will tempt no one. And you can say, Lord, save me from this time of trial where I just don't know what I'm doing and I don't know how to go. Lead me in the place that you've prepared, which may be a bit different from, Lord, can I please go over there? Okay, so once you get, Lord, if you would lead me is the what, it's the category, then you, under that you start praying, the Lord starts giving you how to do that. Okay, and then finally, there's protection. Deliver us from evil. There's all kinds of ways that can happen where you need protection. And in some translations, it's deliver us from the evil one. But you're having trouble. You make plans, they don't work. You keep getting sick. Things go wrong. Your tires go flat more than once. You know, whatever it might be. And you think, you know, this is just not right. Something's not right. So you say, Lord, deliver us from evil. Protect us from the evil. When you start going to the what, which is protection. And then you're in the area where you can start seeing how to pray for protection. If you're getting sick all the time and you think this is more than just exposure, this is kind of this is a spiritual matter. You say, Lord, save me from the time of trial. You caught that. You say, this is probably spiritual. So, Lord, save me from the time of trial. And then you can start praying for healing, for a wall of protection around you from disease. Things like that. Okay. How can I say this? In some ways, this is very easy to keep in mind. It's just two questions. What, then how? When, where, and why? I'm thinking you already know. Maybe not. Okay. Why? Because Jesus said so. When? Everywhere? Where? I mean, when? All the time? Where? Everywhere? Those are always the answers to those questions. All the time, everywhere, because Jesus said so. And then it's what and how is where we start listening to the Spirit of God, and that's how we pray. So this is very quick, it's very fast, and you may not be used to thinking of prayer in this manner, but this is one way to apply the Lord's Prayer. When the 12 came to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he says, when you pray, pray this way. This is one way to use the Lord's Prayer to kind of open up things so that you can pray everywhere, all the time. Okay, now then. I just want to spend the last minute or two to see if you have any particular questions that just come right up to you thinking about this right now?
I would have called the first one praise rather than character.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Although...
I would have thought that your first question was answered with guidance rather than character, and your character would be to always praise. That would have been... does this come from some particular, book or...
Yeah, I had mentioned that when we started, the 3DM material.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. You know, praise... You never go wrong praising. Yeah, we just pull character out of here because hallowed be your name is a character question. And part of what happens to you as you pray is that your character is transformed into the character of Jesus. So, I mean, two questions about your discipleship will always be character or competency. Do I have the character of Jesus? And if so, am I able to do what Jesus does? And that's our life. To increase in the character and the competency of Jesus. That's what it is to be a disciple. But a disciple, as you know, is also always praising. Because you remember that other shape we use sometimes? The triangle? Up is always praising. And you want a life in which is continually up to God, into the fellowship, out to the world, all the time. Excellent observation. Any from this side of the room? Doesn't have to be. Okay. Yep.
That's not a question. I think it requires an intentionality about prayer, about the topic that is the what.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And a lot of people pray, I think, Lord, I hope you'll do this. Or I hope it'll be this way, or I hope this or that. And instead of actually listening.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. My pastoral advice to you this morning, which if you don't remember anything else, remember this. Stop praying if it be your will. Just don't do that anymore. You know, when you think, let if it be your will, go like this to yourself. No. Don't do that. Some of you have this look on your face like, why not? Because it is God's will that there be healing. It is God's will that there be answers. It is God's will that there be people not hungry. Now, whether that happens or not at this stage in history, it is another question. But hey, if you're sick and you're thinking, God, heal me if it be your will, well, don't go to the doctor and ask him to go against God's will. You see what I mean? It is always God's will that these things break in, and they're breaking in from the kingdom. That's a little part of what we pray with provision. Give us today our daily bread. That can also be translated, give us tomorrow's bread today. Well, what's tomorrow's bread? No more hunger, no more sickness, no more death, no more mourning. All of that we ask for that to keep breaking in. That's God's will. There's no need to question whether that's God's will.
John, how do you get a how question? How do you personally hear the how question for any one of those categories?
Okay. Let's say you're going along and you're thinking, okay, the topic, the area of this kind of prayer is the kingdom. And I need to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done here. And then you would say, well, Lord, how do you specifically want me to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done here? And, you know, if you don't get something immediately, like an arrow coming out of heaven, you know, shooting into your head, I would just pay attention as you go along in the days and weeks to come. You may pick something up as you're reading the scriptures yourself. You may pick something up here in church. You may pick something else up just along the way, and it'll come to you. Oh, that's the how for this one. I mean, God is infinite, so there's an infinite number of hows for each what. Okay, I'll tell you what. Now, if you have more questions, you can ask me later. Let me draw this to a close, and we can go to the table. Here's what I want you to do this week. Take one of these and ask God to show you how to do it. I mean, is there something going on in your life? And as we were looking around this, it kind of clicked with you. That's the area. That's the what I should be praying about. That's the general area. Pick one. Which one's coming to mind? And then be asking God, all right, in that area for this thing, how do I pray about it? Because I don't think you want to spend your life going around thinking, I don't really know how to pray. I don't want you spending 60 or 70 years attending church and at the end of the time thinking, I don't really know how to pray. I'd rather you struggled with this week and be thinking, you know, that John is crazy. Guys, I don't know what that guy's talking about. If you wrestle with this week and start catching it, and your prayer starts going further. You're going to see things that ancient kings had wished they had seen. You're going to see things that rulers of the world had wished they had seen. Because you kept going. Kept asking and seeking and knocking. And also, you can ask me about this anytime you want. All right. Please stand. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you're doing today. We ask that you would take us in a path of prayer that is deeper, richer, and more powerful than we have ever been in before any of the days of our life. And that you, Lord Jesus, would extend your kingdom from us into this community as you lead us in prayer. And that you'd do that for the glory of your name. Amen.